Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Burt Show.
So it appears that people, a lot of people, were trying to call me out. And I would like to call out the people who were calling me out.
You can't beef me. I'm beefing you.
That's exactly what's happening here. I've reached this place in my life where not much irritates me. I find peace and then I stick to myself and that's it for me, man. I don't really let things affect me anymore. I think I'm just at that age. You get to a point where you realize a lot of those things just really don't matter at the end of the day. And it's one thing that I see online all the time that I don't know why, but it gets under my skin. And it's whenever I see people in the comment section trying to devalue what someone has done when they haven't or would not do what they see the person doing. Mm. It could be anything. Like I see it a lot with exercising. I'll see somebody bench 500 pounds or something like that. And someone's in the comments going, well, he didn't even go all the way down.
Right.
But you can't bench 200 pounds. Uh-huh. Right. And that's kind of how I felt with this entire bull situation. And I think it irritated me only because in life, it's very rare that I have the genuine feeling of fear and of feeling like I really don't want to do this. Like there's no part of me that wants to do this, but I have a goal and I have to get past this.
Was the goal survival or was the goal impressing her dad?
Well,
both can be true.
Well, her dad is passed, so it's not necessarily impressing him, but it was making an imprint on his family because I feel like he set that precedent amongst his family.
Okay.
And for me to be now the guy that's coming into the situation asking for the honor of dating his daughter. That was there, right? Of feeling like he's watching down in his family. And like I said, there was a lot of people there. It was like her entire family is there. The entire community is there. And it was like I was the headline of the show of is he going to do it? And
that's what this whole that's what this whole celebration was about. Right.
It was a mass about the life, celebrating the life of her dad. So I get it. Right. And you had to have been there. That's the first thing. Like it's a whole different ball game being there and seeing what's happening when you get there and you see this bull come out. Right. Like so that's the thing. That's what I'm addressing. Right. Is I get it. For some odd reason, a lot of people seem to think that I was going to be out there with a full grown horned up bull as if some way somehow I became a matador
overnight
right. Somehow
I will be honest with you, I was one of those people.
Okay.
I had to recalibrate when I saw the video because all I know about bullfighting or about bulls attack is the picture in my mind is this, I mean, 1,500-pound bull attacking you with whatever that is that they use to, like, distract him and stuff. And I thought it was going to be in a huge arena. So when
what?
I was, when I know. So when I was watching it, I had to recalibrate and say, and I had to have the conversation in my mind that you're having right now. But I don't feel like I was equally prepared. I was properly prepared for the situation not being what I've seen a million different times professionally.
Okay.
Well, to your credit, it's the way you told the story. The way you set up the story is that's how we were envisioning it because you were talking about how nervous you were and how you were kind of, you know, freaking out a little bit. And then we see you doing your little dancey dance and we're like, oh, he's fine. Like,
well, yeah, I danced through. I mean, that's me. That's just, I did it with skydiving, right? Like, I'm not the kind of person that's going to be out there crying and with tears falling out and showing you how I really feel. That's just not who I am. And when I'm faced with a dangerous or fearful situation, I'm going to embrace it. That's who I am, right? But the thing is, that was my first point is like, no, they're not going to put you out there with a grown bull. Like matadors go out there and get injured and die. Unfortunately, there's a reason. Like they're not, they have a lot of training. Those men are professionals. That's a whole different ballgame. However, when they say baby bull, to everyone who thought it was cute to go and talk about the baby bull, number one, I am about 6'4". That bull is not as small as you think it is when you see me standing next to the bull. You would have put somebody out there about 5'6", 5'8". That bull was bigger than them. She had, I watched two of her uncles get completely trampled.
Is that right?
Trampled to the point where they had to bring four or five, because they did have professional matadors there around the ring just in case of emergency, and they had to go out there about four or five times. One of her aunts got skin knocked off of her arm to this day. Oof. She's missing the skin. Her husband would not go out there when his wife was getting trampled by the bull because he was that afraid of the bull. The bull.
We're going to have to reevaluate our marriage.
Right?
Yeah.
And imagine me watching that and hearing my lady go, wow, so he's not even going to come out here and save my aunt. And I'm sitting there like, okay, well, I see her thoughts on it. Not only that, her nephew's girlfriend went out there and she did well the first couple of times. But the third time, the bull won. And he had to run out there and jump on the bull. He's getting thrown off the bull into the wall. Bull is smashing him. So I'm seeing all of this in real time.
Well, why three times? I mean, is the bull keeping score? Why didn't she just go out once? Everything was safe and say, okay, I'm done for the day.
I think it's a confidence thing. I think you want to do it. Your adrenaline is rushing. You're afraid. And then when you go out there, you know, you get the first one out the way, you get the second one out the way, and you start to think, oh, I got him. But every time the bull rushes you, the bull rushes from a different angle with a different speed. So you might get a little overconfident out there, which is what she did.
Okay.
So you watching it, there's a reason there was over 200 people there and only like five or six of us got out there. And they were all her family. Now, for me, I didn't have the choice. Like, there were people saying he did it for love. No, he didn't. I did it for survival. I didn't have a choice. It was the entire place yelling my name, telling me it's time. So when you see me dancing, that's like, I'm thinking this could be my last dance. Like, I'm saving the last dance. And it was, yes, it's not a grown bull, but the thing is, I know people who are afraid of dogs.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen people run from a dog. Yeah. If you think that's scary, imagine a bull.
Yeah.
And I think the speed, the size, the ferocity in which the bull rushes you, none of that is captured in the video at all. And I think because I did so well, I did myself a disservice.
Almost.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes some sense.
If I would have got out there and got trampled, or if the bull would have actually got me, it would have looked completely different.
Yeah.
I just happened to do really well. So in knowing the fear that I felt and everything that I faced and what I accomplished, to see people in the comments going, oh, there's a baby bull. Take your ass to Ecuador and get in front of the baby bull.
That's what I say. I'd like to see you on Roswell Road on a mechanical bull.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's the curse of making something look easy. Like, I see those Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. I'm like, give me two shots of tequila, I'm out there.
Uh-huh.
But you make it look easy so people think it's easy. Well, it wasn't easy.
I'd say try.
You're on The Burt Show.
If you've spent any amount of time using any kind of AI service like ChatGPT, you will quickly find it starts to pick up on your little habits and your little quirks and all the things that you like, and it slowly starts to become your new best friend.
It can be really helpful. I'm probably using it on a daily now for different things, right? Like yesterday, I was looking for a promo code for something that I was buying. Go right into ChatGPT and you say, will you send me the latest promo codes you know work? Three of them came up. They all worked.
Nice.
Okay, that's great stuff. But the stuff that's scary is when it starts to really know your personality.
People are falling in love with their ChatGPTs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it starts to feel like such an intimate relationship that I think I actually saw an article that somebody like proposed to their AI girlfriend. That's a little bizarre.
Yeah.
But once you start using it, you realize that it does feel a little bit more human than you expect it to be. So because I'm a big proponent of ChatGPT and I feel like it has replaced everybody in my life, including a lover, I thought it'd be a fun game to test out everybody's relationships to see if their real-life relationship is stronger or their ChatGPT relationship is stronger. So it's time to play the game of who knows you better, ChatGPT or your significant other.
What's going to suck is if neither one of them know as well.
Very possible.
I think so, too.
I think the most pressure is on Bart here and you. I mean, you've been in a relationship the longest,
20
obviously.
20 years, baby.
20 years. For me, it's a year and a half. For you?
3 years.
3 years.
Okay. So we're really putting the relationships on the line here. I'm very thankful that I don't have a relationship to put on the line because currently I'm in an emotional relationship with my AI. So, Bert, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
So the way this game is going to work is I've emailed all of your significant others the same 10 questions and I had them answer on your behalf. And then I sent those same questions to you to get your answer. And then you also had to ask ChatGPT those questions to see how they would answer it about you.
I am curious if the two of you guys read your ChatGPT answers.
I did not.
You did not.
I did.
You did. Okay, I did not. So I don't know. I have no idea what it said.
Okay, Bert, we are going to start out with you. So okay. The first question is, what is Bert's favorite ice cream flavor? Amanda, your girlfriend of a year, said, the Cracker Jack ice cream we had in Boston, but normally a chocolate of sorts. Then ChatGPT said, salted caramel or peanut butter chocolate chunk. Something sweet with a little edge, like your humor. See, it knows how to compliment you.
Flirting with you.
And here's what Bert said. Bert's answer is, it was like Cracker Jacks and vanilla ice cream with butterscotch. So Amanda does know you better than ChatGPT.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know what restaurant we were in Maine, but we had a dessert with crack. Look, try to do this yourself. I am telling you, it will blow you away. Vanilla ice cream, Cracker Jacks in it with butterscotch on top. Game changer.
All right, second question. What is your biggest fear? Amanda said, dying. ChatGPT said, wasting time doing something that doesn't matter or losing your connection to the people who matter most. Also, maybe public bathroom disasters based on that rap you wrote.
Rap I wrote?
Did you write a rap about pooping yourself?
No.
Did you, when Tommy had his issue, did we write a rap about it?
I don't know. I don't recall that.
Remember. No.
Well, ChatGPT just revealed something about you that maybe you don't know.
I don't even know that I pooped myself.
This is what Bert said. Not fully living. Not experiencing all life has to offer. Okay, so dying, not fully living.
Yeah. So we're giving Amanda that one?
I don't know. It's not really the same.
Okay, neither.
All right, your third question. What is your celebrity crush? Amanda said, I think Zoe Saldana was in there at one point, but there was a dark horse recently. I can't remember her name. If we were swingers, it would be the Beckhams. ChatGPT said, Beyonce. Both Queen B and Haktua Girl get shout outs in your lyrics, but let's be honest, Beyonce is the ultimate.
It's because you use ChatGPT to spit out lyrics for Motor Rap, and you got to choose.
Oh, yeah. That makes
he got
sense.
To Good choose call. Between Haktua and Beyonce.
Good
and the,
call.
Yeah, that was what that was about.
All right.
This is what Bert said about his celebrity crush. Elizabeth Banks or Zoe Saldana?
She nailed it.
She got it.
Yeah, we were just recently talking about Elizabeth Banks, but Zoe Saldana has been there for the longest time.
All right, the fourth question. What annoys me most about my significant other? Amanda said, my ability to have an accurate perception of time. ChatGPT said, when they can't make a decision about where to eat, even though you're hungry right now and have already suggested three options. And Bert said, late. Always late.
Amanda nailed it.
Nailed
that
one. Up 3-0.
Yeah.
All right, the fifth question. What is your number one vacation bucket list spot? Amanda said New Zealand or Southeast Asia. ChatGPT said New Zealand or a private overwater bungalow in Bora Bora. Somewhere epic you can turn into a travel group business. And then Bert said, the Northern Lights or embedded in New Zealand for a month.
So everybody, they both kind of nailed it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, do we want to do five more for Bert or do we want to pivot to the next, to Mo?
Why don't we do mine and then throughout the, and then we'll do Mo's.
Okay, cool. All right, sixth question. What's the one topic that will get me talking for way too long? So what will Bert be talking about for way too long? Amanda said, thankfully, he doesn't talk too long about anything, but biohacking /health/ fitness stuff, state of the world currently, .. AI. ChatGPT said, marriage, relationships. I don't know if I can say this out loud.
I was wondering, this is the only one that caught my eye. So.
Do you want me to say it or do you not want me to say it?
I'd say stay away from it.
Okay, I'm not going to say this. Ooh, secrets.
Yeah.
Ooh, I have a secret.
Yeah, this is the only one that I saw, and I'm like, I wonder how she's going to handle that, but let's just bypass it.
I'm glad I asked about it. Marriage relationships. And how Mo Mitchell should avoid tying the knot.
Again, that must have come from the lyrics thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it did, actually.
And this is what Bert said. science or biohacking or San Diego sports teams?
Made it got that one.
She nailed it.
The seventh question. What's the one meal I could eat for a week straight and not get sick of? Amanda said dessert. ChatGPT said tacos. Versatile, delicious, and socially acceptable for every meal.
So much detail. I
know, right? And Bert said Mexican food.
So ChatGPT got that one.
Uh-huh. Okay. Tacos are socially acceptable for every meal. The eighth question, what's my most used emoji when texting my significant other? Amanda said the squinty-eyed laughing emoji with the open mouth. ChatGPT said probably the red heart or the kissy face when you're in the mood.
No. These aren't allowed to use that, are we?
No, absolutely not.
And Bert said or heart emoji. So I guess that kind of works. Yeah, it's a laughing emoji. Mm-hmm. The ninth question, what's my go-to coffee order? Amanda said black coffee and a separate double shot of espresso. ChatGPT said, I'm going with iced vanilla latte with oat milk, just enough caffeine to keep you creative, but not jittery.
Dude, I'm not kidding you. ChatGPT has go-to responses for certain things.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Some of these are yours also?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm.
Bert said double espresso, black coffee. Yeah. So point to Amanda there.
And she's crushing it, by the way.
Yeah.
And the last question is, what reality show would Bert absolutely kill it on? Amanda said, The Real World. He'd be a fan favorite. He'd instigate stuff and would bring plenty of entertainment with his humor and quote unquote buffoonery.
Okay, so she was thinking young Bert.
Oh, okay. And ChatGPT said The Amazing Race. You've got the travel bug, charisma, and chaos energy to make great TV. And Bert said Big Brother.
Yeah, I want to be Amazing Race guy, but I have terrible sense of direction. No chance.
No chance.
So the only one I can think of is Big Brother.
Okay, so now we're moving on to Mo and his lady of three.
Really quick, Amanda got seven.
Okay.
ChatGPT only got two.
That's
blowout.
Okay.
Yeah, this
that's
is good. Huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huge, huge point for humans.
She actually listens.
All right, we are moving on to Mo and his lady of 3 years. The first question is, what is your significant other's favorite ice cream flavor? His lady said, Haagen-Dazs. Caramel cone. ChatGPT said, probably something classic, but not rich, like cookies and cream or butter pecan. You'd want it sweet, but not basic. And Mo said, caramel cone.
Point to the lady.
These women do listen to what we, and they watch.
It's unbelievable,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It'll be interesting to see how it flips when we get to Bart. All right, what is Mo's biggest fear? His lady said, failing. ChatGPT said, not living up to your full potential, wasting your time or talent. Deep down, you fear regret more than anything.
Jeez, ChatGPT.
Got a little deeper there than I had to.
And this is what Mo said. Don't have one. Maybe failure.
Because I said maybe failure because I felt like she would say that because I used to fear failure. I don't really fear it anymore.
Okay, so I guess that's a point to the lady.
She wasn't wrong.
All right, the next question was, who is Mo's celebrity crush? His lady said Salma Hayek. ChatGPT said someone smart, talented, and real. Maybe Rihanna, Zendaya, or Janelle Monáe. Someone who's stylish, creative, and carries themselves like a boss. And here's what Mo said. Don't have one.
I didn't think I did, but now that she brought up Selma Hayek, she knows me better than I know myself.
Should we give a point to the lady?
She's right, actually. Yeah.
Well, have you ever seen that vampire movie she's in?
Oh, absolutely.
She does that dance?
Absolutely.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right, what annoys your significant other the most about you? Mo's lady said nails and or mini flashlight.
What's that all about?
I have like this this little flashlight and she's always picking at my face and I absolutely hate when she does it. So when she picks at my face, I annoy her by putting the flashlight in her face.
Okay. ChatGPT said, you probably hate it when people don't listen deeply. So maybe they don't listen when you share your ideas or they don't follow through with what they say they'll do. That would get under your skin. Mo said. Thinking.
Yeah, I thought she was definitely going to say thinking. Not even overthinking, just thinking.
All right, the next question is, what's their number one vacation bucket list spot? Mo's lady said, Fiji. ChatGPT said, Greece or Japan, somewhere with beautiful scenery, amazing food, and a culture you can get lost in. You'd want an experience that's equal parts relaxing and inspiring, Mo said. The Maldives.
I can see why she would say Fiji. It would be Fiji if it's a place I haven't been, but I was thinking in terms of where I have been, so it would be the Maldives, but I get why she said Fiji.
Do we give a point to the lady or no?
She's not wrong. If it's places I haven't been, that's number one on my bucket list for
okay.
sure.
Okay. Next question is, what's the one topic that will get Mo talking for way too long? Lady said, nothing. ChatGPT said,
there's no chance you're talking about anything for too long.
ChatGPT said, your creative ideas, your dreams for your career, comedy specials, podcast topics, life plans. Once you start, you're off to the races. And Mo said, sports.
And I was going to say nothing too, but I figured let me say something. And the first thing I thought of was sports.
All right, next question is, what is the one meal they could eat for a week straight and not get sick of it? The lady said, spaghetti. ChatGPT said, probably tacos or a really good burger. Simple, but flavorful. Comfort food. You can switch up a little each day. Mo said, mac and cheese.
It's definitely mac and cheese before spaghetti. I can't eat spaghetti every day, though.
Mac and cheese is kind of a spaghetti.
Either one. I can eat either one.
You have to have, like, noodles, you know, and there's a sauce.
Uh-huh.
They're distant cousins.
As distant as can be.
Mac and cheese is like the backwoods cousin. Spaghetti is like your sibling that studied abroad. All right, the next question is, what is their most used emoji when texting you? The lady said prayer hands. ChatGPT said probably laughing, crying emoji or fire. You'd send laughing faces or flames because you're always cracking jokes or hyping things up. Mo said, the crying face.
ChatGPT got her on that one for sure. I use prayer hands a lot, but not nearly as much as the crying face.
What is Mo's go-to coffee order? The lady said, for every day, it's black coffee, but if he wants something fancy, he goes to Starbucks for a vanilla bean frappuccino with caramel mixed in and drizzled.
Okay, she's showing off now.
I just can't picture you holding a frappuccino.
That's my drink. I love that drink.
ChatGPT, an iced coffee or cold brew, probably with a splash of oat milk or caramel. Something smooth, energizing, and not overly sweet. Mo said, black coffee.
She walking and talking and drinking my coffee. She nailed it.
All right, the last question. What reality show would Mo absolutely kill it on? The lady said, All the Sharks. ChatGPT said, something like The Amazing Race. You'd be funny, clever, competitive, and probably get along with everyone while still winning. And Mo said, The Challenge.
Yeah, that wasn't really fair to her because she doesn't know me to love that show, but I do. But I get the Sharks one because we were just watching that on Netflix and I was like, I really want to do that. They just dive in the water and look for sharks. It looks pretty cool.
Okay, are we jumping right into Kristen or are we taking a break?
We are going to take a break.
Lady, your lady, by the way, got 5. ChatGPT got 1.
She'll be happy to know that because she's been a bit jealous of ChatGPT lately.
Okay. All right, so we'll hold off on Kristen until later on in the hour, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, it's scary though.
It's
scary, man. How close it can be.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
All right, so Kristen wants to hold. An emergency meeting.
Yes, emergency meeting. I need Rebecca in the studio ASAP. I need Katie in the studio ASAP. We have to have an emergency meeting because something huge is happening on Friday. The countdown is on. And I have a very important question to ask both of you. And in true Rebecca fashion, she's moving at Rebecca speed.
Rebecca's here.
All right. Emergency meeting because
I don't know what to wear to Beyonce.
Okay, we clapping. We drumming.
This is going to be an interesting observation here on how long it takes you guys to think about and then put together an outfit for a special occasion.
I am
at a loss and I want to look the part. I want to be the part. I want to feel the part. And I do not know what that part entails when it comes to the outfit for the Cowboy Carter tour that we are all going to be at on Friday.
Now, now, just for the record here, I mean, she's got four different shows.
Correct.
Right? You're going on Friday. It is Tuesday, and you started to thinking about what outfit you're going to wear.
Oh, I've been thinking about this for weeks.
Are you kidding?
No, not at all. I've been thinking about this for weeks. So Abby and I are hosting the Q99.7 suite at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for all of our Q99.7 winners for the Cowboy Carter Tour. And I thought it was Abby and I going hosting. Then come to find out, Gabe in promotions is like, no, you get a plus one. Ooh. And I was like,
okay. Bart's like, yeah!
And the biggest Beyonce fan I know, Katie!
Hello!
So Katie is going to be my plus one. And I need to figure out, what are we wearing?
Cowboy outfits.
Okay. Right.
That is the theme. So this is her Cowboy Carter tour.
Right. Yep.
And so far from every show that I've seen people highlight on social media, they're wearing some sort of cowboy, cowgirl outfit. Mm-hmm. We got to have a hat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got a hat.
Okay, so you got the hat?
I got the hat.
My hat comes in today. Very relieved.
Okay.
Do we all have cowboy hats?
No, I have like a fake Party City one.
No.
Come on, girl. This is Beyonce.
Okay, exactly. I was in Austin for 4th of July weekend. I literally bought a pair of like $350 cowboy boots for Beyonce. So I feel like that should be enough.
Okay, yeah.
So she invested in the boots, no hat.
No hat.
Okay.
Boots, no hat.
Okay. Again, my favorite thing is at the end of the Beyonce concert, because everybody's wearing cowboy hats and they're sweating their butts off because they're singing and dancing so long. Is taking the hat off and exposing the hat hair. Because everybody is busted. All right, cowboy boots, yes. Mm-hmm. So it's cowboy core is what we're going for.
Yes. Yeah, I was freaking out the same way because I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't feel like I've seen enough photos to know what I want to wear. But honestly, somebody pointed this out to me on TikTok, is that Beyonce has done so many amazing photo shoots during this era that they're like, just take inspiration from what she's wearing. So it's a lot of like black lace and sheer and like fringe. And I think as long as you look like a sexy, stylish cowgirl, that's the vibe.
Sexy, stylish cowgirl.
You can do this.
How long will it take you on game day to get ready?
On game day.
All right, so I don't even know when the concert starts.
Seven.
All right.
Is that a hard seven, or that's when they open the door and she doesn't get on until 9?
That's when they open the door. She'll probably go on stage at 8:30.
Okay.
All right. So, and as far as factoring in drive time down there, and I do plan on taking Marta because Marta is smarta.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also taking that into consideration with the outfit because I'm going to be wearing this on Marta.
The Marta ride home is going to be hysterical. Just all of us with our hat hair. Everywhere. Fringe out the wazoo.
There's going to be so many cowboys and cowgirls on the freaking Marta train. I'd say I'll probably start getting ready around 4.
4 o'clock. All right. I thought you were going to say much earlier than that. You guys do?
Yeah.
It's an all-day event.
Yeah.
I just have to find the outfit. I only have the cowboy hat.
What?
I only got the hat.
But you're a veteran. You've seen, this is my first time seeing Beyonce, but you've been here, done that. Like, you know what the vibe is.
Oh. I know. It's just trying to make sure that it fits the perfect aesthetic.
Because this is, you and I have gone to not one, but two Beyonce concerts mm-hmm. before together. And so each one of those, you just dressed up cute for the concert.
Yep.
I feel this one is more on, like, has more of a theme. There's more of like a brand as far as what we're supposed to do. Whereas before, we just look cute.
I think I need to get a blonde wig at this point. So.
Yes,
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna have to go all out.
All
here.
Right.
This is what I'm considering. I'm considering priming a lot of stuff. Yes. I have to get the cowgirl boots because the boots have to match. Okay, I have to have the shoes. Which, if you have the boots, Rebecca, you have to have the hat.
You have to have the hat.
Where
Rebecca.
Do I get a hat?
Amazon.
Buford Highway. So there is
there's a woman behind a 7-Eleven.
No, there is a cowboy hat store off of Buford Highway, and it has all these hats, and everyone's been going there all week for their Beyonce hats. It's a huge store. That's where we need to take you.
Is it like a specific type of cowboy hat? Like, am I going to look like a fool rolling up with my Amazon hat?
No, I think any different style. As long as it's like not a Party City.
Yeah. Your Amazon hat, be honest.
Uh-huh.
How much did you drop for it?
I dropped like a reasonable amount to where I'm like, I don't want to spend this much, but I will. I think it was like $30, which
Don't look at me like that. That's a different section for you.
Am I going to get kicked out of the suite? No, it's a nice hat. I'm going to pull it up.
We need to see pictures. Okay. Yeah. Many pictures.
Yeah. For sure. This would be well documented, but I'm still just at a loss as far as like, yeah, boots and the cowboy hat, but it's like, it's the in between. Okay. I'm not sure what's
going on. So you can do
here.
All Levi's.
This is my hat. That's not, and black hides a lot of things, so you won't be able to see any imperfections in the hat.
This doesn't hide how cheap that hat was.
What's not? 30, oh wait, no, it's 1848. That's a lot of money in this economy.
And that was before Prime Day.
Oh yeah, oh no, so I did spend $25 on it, because now it's Prime Day. Okay, all right, So I would like us to start the group chat.
Okay.
And I don't think we need like to coordinate anything, because I think that might be going too far. Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe. Are we coordinating?
No, we don't have to coordinate.
Okay. But Cowboy Core, and I'm going to need some guidance as far as like attire goes.
Okay.
Hat, boots, got it. But it's the in between that I'm concerned
about. I think right now we all know that Beyonce has this whole thing with Levi's, right?
Yes.
I've seen an outfit where she had like a Levi vest. And then like Levi jeans to go with it, or Levi shorts if you want to do an all jean theme with the
but
hat and the cowboy boots.
It's so hot, Katie. No, we're inside. We're inside the suite. There'll be air conditioning.
Yeah.
Because I do have a denim jumpsuit. A jumpsuit will be fire.
Oh, yeah.
But will you be able to appreciate the boots if you're wearing the jumpsuit? No, you won't. But I can do a jumpsuit because we're in a suite and we have bathroom access. Now, if I was just in Gen Pop, that would not be happening, because a jumpsuit or any kind of romper and you're using the bathroom is a freaking nightmare at a concert.
God, what a complicated mess being a woman in.
Then just roll up to the Post Malone concert in their Adam Sandler shorts and
a t-shirt.
We've been talking about this for 7 minutes now, and this would be 7 minutes longer than Mo and I would put into thinking about any occasion that we're getting ready for.
It has to be perfect, because then you got to think about the pictures, and then you got to think that is Atlanta. So she's going to go all out for Atlanta, just like how she did Houston. So we have to be the best city, and that means we have to have the best outfits. Ladies, we got to get it together.
She can't see you.
Yeah, Beyonce can definitely see us. I don't know about everybody else, but she's going to see us.
Oh, some way, somehow, we're going to make it happen. Okay?
She's going to be like, sweet 207, I see you. I see the outfits. I see the effort.
If I have to track down that horseshoe that she has in the middle of the show where she flies across the audience and say, hey, I got to get under Beyonce so she can see us.
Did she almost fall off the other, like at a concert somewhere?
Yeah, she was sitting sideways in a Cadillac.
Okay, because it popped off. The thing tilted, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did her bad.
And what guest are we predicting she's going to bring out on stage in Atlanta?
Oh.
Do we think we're going to get a guest? We have to get a guest.
Does she have any songs that have any Atlanta artists in them that she's done with?
We're kind of.
T.I. Okay.
Okay.
Usher.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think from the Cowboy Carter album. We're close-ish to Nashville. Maybe Dolly Parton for Jolene.
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh,
would that be amazing? Is she doing a show in Nashville, though?
She has to.
She'd probably be waiting on that.
Oh, that's so true. Sure.
Mm, I don't know.
That's going to be one heck of a night, man.
She's going to have Blue Ivy there. Okay. And that's who I really want to see.
Blue Ivy's at every concert.
Exactly.
All right. We need pictures. Lots of pictures.
This is The Bird Show.
It seems pretty clear cut. Did they cheat or not cheat? How can there be a middle ground here?
I think there is some room for some gray area in here, and I'm not exactly sure what you guys will think. But so good friend of mine, really good friend of mine, childhood friend of mine, has now moved to South Korea. He's in the military, so that's where he's currently staying. He's been there for a few months now, and he's away from his family. I think this is like the third time that he's now living in a different location. So he's adjusting. He's adjusting to the lifestyle, and we don't get to talk as often. We normally speak every week, but I think it's either a 12 or a 13-hour difference. So he's going to sleep. I'm waking up. I'm waking up. He's going to sleep. So I haven't heard from him other than like maybe his first couple of days there, because he called me. I've been to South Korea quite a few times and he wanted to ask for my advice on some things. But I get a phone call from him at like midnight, my time. And I knew that was that's different. He would never call me at that time. He knows what I do for a living. Like, so it made me feel like this must be really important.
Mm-hmm.
And so I answer the phone and he says, I'll just tell you the story as he told it to me. And it's one thing that's also interesting about it is I always speak to the difference in how men seem to speak to each other and women and the details. And it was one which my lady said was a very important detail that I did not get. And I still haven't got it because it's so difficult for us to communicate. And I wonder if you guys will pick up on that. But here's what he told me. He said, "Hey, bro, I know you sleep, but I need to talk to you." I said, "Okay, what you got?" And he said, "I think I messed up. I think I messed up really big." So I'm like, oh, boy. OK, what happened? So he said he went out. He's gotten to the point now where he's starting to feel lonely when he's home. You know, obviously he doesn't speak the language. The food is different. Everything is different. Mm-hmm. He said it was a tough of all the adjustments for him. For some reason, this one was the toughest. And so he was like, I just needed a night. I just needed a night to go out and just release. And so he went to, I guess, some club and he was kicking it. And it was one point in the night when he said there was a woman and she had came over and she started talking to him. And he said at first it was nothing special. She's just, you know, conversing with him. And it was a good conversation. They're speaking about life. And the difference, which was very clear to him very early, was he's an older married man with children. She's a little younger, not much younger, but she's a little younger. She's single, no children. And they were just communicating on, you know, I guess the different experiences of where they both currently are in their life. So at some point, she asked if he would like to dance. And he thought, no harm, no foul. It's just a dance. So they go out to the floor. Now, okay, I did mess up a bit because at this point, he said that he has children. He has not said that he is married. Mm. So she doesn't know that yet. She knows that he has children. So they go out to the dance floor and they dance. And he said what he honestly thought was going to be like a quick dance turned out to be they probably danced for 30 minutes straight, just song after song, middle of the dance floor. He said it wasn't really sensual or anything like that, but it probably was a bit much for a married person, if in his mind. Now, when he spoke to his other friends about it, but I think a lot of men have what they deem as a litmus test for what's too far. And to all of them, it was like, oh, you did nothing if all you did was dance. So then that was the question I asked. Is that all you did was dance? So he said, I'm going to be very honest with you. Toward the end of the night, I kind of felt myself. I don't know. And I want to get his words right. I don't know if I had feelings for her. I think I just missed that feeling, period, of, you know, just someone in front of you that you're enjoying talking to, that you're attracted to. And he's like, I haven't felt that in so many years. It kind of took me back to college when you just having fun with somebody and the freedom of it. He felt guilt in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the night, it was obvious that she was enjoying herself. And she asked him, you know, are you seeing someone? And he was like, that was the moment to me where no one would know. No one would ever find out. And I had a decision to make. So my mind immediately went to, oh, this man messed up bad. And he said, I told her I was married. And I said, you did what? I mean, of course you did.
Yeah. That's the only plausible answer.
That's it, right? And I said, okay. So I said, what's the issue? And he said, well, you know, when I told her I was married, for her, it was immediate shutdown. Like, she didn't even want to continue the conversation, nothing. It was like, it was mostly like, it was nice talking to you. Have a good night.
Oof, what a relief.
Right.
Because there are some women that would double down on that.
They wouldn't have cared.
You're here. I'm here. You're way away from home right now. It's safe for me. I don't got to commit to you. So, look, nobody's going to find out about it.
Right. So I said, all right, well, why do you sound like you made the biggest mistake of your life? Like, I don't get it. Is that the end of the story? That's where it ends? He said, that's where it ends. He said, but I don't know, man. I just got this guilty feeling that I can't shake. And I'm wondering if I should say something. So I said, well, I tell you what. Let me sleep on it, and I'll talk to my lady about it and get a woman's perspective. And I did. And I thought, when I went to my lady, like, I went to her with kind of like this, hey, I got a story about my guy, because they know each other well, too. And I'm like, I think it's good, because I think it shows that there are men in the world who, if faced with this type of challenge, will make the tough decision, the right decision, the honorable decision, because I feel like that story that's not in like that a lot of the time.
And I realized that she wasn't impressed by that in the slightest. Uh-huh. And she felt like a line was still crossed. Mm-hmm. And there was one thing in particular she asked. I'm just curious. Would y'all have any more questions off of what I just said?
For him? If you're her.
She said there was one infraction that stood out to her the most of all of this that I completely spaced out. And she's like, I don't know how you didn't ask that, because that's the most important question. And it's going to be the first question that his wife asks if he goes to her and tells her this story.
Ooh. The question would be, if I wasn't going to find out about it, would you do it?
That's a good one, but not what her concern was.
I can't think of what she would want to know.
Well, we knew they danced together. We knew they talked together.
It seems so obvious to me after she said it. I didn't even think about it, though.
It's not buying her drinks, is it?
Nope.
Was she hotter than me?
Oh, was he wearing a wedding ring?
Bingo.
Oh, okay.
How did y'all even get to the point of dancing like that and she didn't know you were married and she had to ask, where was your wedding ring?
What was his answer?
So that's the thing. My lady brought that up, she's like, you didn't ask him that? I'm like, I didn't even think of that. And now I can't get the dude on the phone.
Because that does change things. If he takes his wedding ring off and goes downstairs to have drinks and a dance, that changes things.
Right.
And I've always said this about infidelity also. Infidelity isn't one bad decision. Infidelity is seven bad decisions in one night or over the course of weeks or months or whatever. And he was making those time and time again. And the wedding ring being in the hotel room would be one of those mistakes. It is inviting that kind of experience in.
And that's what, so I have to still get a hold of him to not only get that answer, but to find out if he did tell his wife. But in my mind, he did a good thing. In her mind, not so much.
He's got some real questions to ask himself. Like, okay, if he wasn't wearing his wedding ring, why didn't I put the wedding ring on? What was I missing at home that I thought that I would get on this particular night? Was my intention to get something physical out? He's just got a lot of soul searching to do, man. Like, why did he put himself in that situation? Because there's going to be a reason.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I'm trying to navigate this 13-hour time difference in order to get the final answers. But that's why I say it's a gray area. It's like he didn't cheat, but did he?
He sure stumbled. He was in the red zone. He didn't quite cross the goal line, but he was in the red zone.
This is The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.